This is Ian Placid in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with first team coach Dan Goodall after the disappointing 6-1 home defeat, which would imply that we played very badly. We didn't defend very well, but a lot of us have been saying some of the football we played in that first half was some of the best we've seen down here for ages. We've hit the post 4 times, 2 amazing saves. We get a goal right at the end, but it could have been 6-all, 5-5 today, and that would have been a fair result, I think.
Yeah, firstly, full credit to Hawley for the 3 points. I think, obviously, they took their chances today and we certainly didn't. I think the run of the game, I think it potentially could have been a basketball score in terms of both sides. So many chances created at both ends for both teams. And unfortunately, they took theirs today and we just didn't take ours until the very end. So, tough to take. But like you said, we did play some good football. We're moving the ball around quite nicely, creating some chances, but sometimes good football doesn't win you football matches.
I think you're right. I mean, after 3-0 down, I kind of just want it to come off somebody's back or anything. The good football kind of, it's enough. We'll just get the goal and then we can go to work. But it just never happened. And their finishing, as you say, was absolutely world-class clinical. And it just wasn't our day.
Yeah, I think it was 2-0. I would have thought, okay, getting at half-time at 2-0 and see what we can get out of the boys. When it went 3-0, I still think we had chances, and then the fourth before half time, it must have been in stoppage time, kind of killed us a little bit. So half time was a bit interesting. But I mean, credit to the lads, they came out second half still working their backsides off to try and prove a point and get back into the game. And then I think must have been 10 seconds into the second half, keepers pulled off a great save from Mikey. And I think as the half went on, we just knew it wasn't going to be our day. And then obviously we're chasing and it leaves gaps, and they exploited those gaps, I think, another 2 times in that half. So not our day, but once again, draw a line in the sand and we'll come again next Saturday.
One thing that Trish did say, that we've come such a long way since the beginning of the start of the season, and things like this aren't going to happen, because you don't just go from a team fighting off relegation to a championship team in just one summer. There are going to be games like this. It's just how we learn from it. I think that's what Mo said, what we learn.
Yeah, exactly. We go on about it all the time. They're a young group. It's a new group and they are learning, and depending on what they want to achieve out of this season, depends on how quickly they learn. I think the experience for Hawley today certainly helped them over ourselves, but if we want to match these teams or better these teams, we need to learn pretty quickly, because we're showing that we're conceding a lot of goals even though we're creating lots of chances. So if we can solidify our defensive work a bit, then obviously we're going to start going in the right direction. But like you say, we can't go from a team being middle to bottom half of the table to being out front and winning the league in a season, and that certainly wasn't our aim at the start of the season. So we're certainly on track, and if you still look at the league table, we're certainly happy we've got those 18 points on the board.
Home match next week again, kind of an opportunity to kind of bury this and let's go again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Alton, I don't think Alton's league position really does them justice. They're a good football inside, young as well. They've got a few more experienced heads than ourselves, but yeah, we'll give it a good go. So looking forward to it.
Thanks for coming to talk to me, Dan.
Pleasure. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.